Time for our weekly segment with the voice of the Cowboys, Brad Sham. Brought to you by Stonewood Dental in Robinson, where your comfort is their priority.
I tell you what, Brad Sham could easily say, hey, I don't have time. I got a game tonight. He's got a radio hit to do in about 30 minutes. He's got a game tonight, Cowboys and Giants. And yet, he told me if we wanted him Monday, we'd make it work. And we are. Brad Sham joins us live now from Jersey at MetLife Stadium on ESPN Central Texas. Brad, is there ever anything different about a primetime game, in your opinion, compared to a noon or even a important 3:25 start on a Sunday, just the way it feels?
Well, yes, but for me, smoking more than in the ways you mean, because what it means when it's on the road is that we're going to land about 4 a.m. and have a regular work week to come. And I then would quote Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon 4, I'm getting a little too old for this, fill in the blank. But that's not what you're talking about. What you're talking about is the unique, and it's true of Sunday night. Of course, once upon a time, this was the big game of the primetime game of the week till NBC took over the television of the Sunday night game. But it's still set apart. It's the only game being played. You know, everybody in the league's watching it, and that's Sunday night. It's the biggest game, but half the teams are literally traveling home during the Sunday night game. And the one thing about Monday night is everyone's going to play on Monday night, which didn't used to be the case, much like Sunday night now. But it's a case where there's no other games being played. There's nobody else traveling. And so there's a special feel to it. There's no question. I would think, though, that to the kids, listen to me, but the young men playing the game, that it's a different feel than, say, 20 years ago when it was – they really got jacked up for Monday night because that was the big deal game of the week. And now it's set apart, but now they're playing on Thursday night and they're playing on Monday night and Sunday night. So it's still a big deal. It's not what it once was. But when they step out on the field, they'll be very well aware of the fact that there's no other games being played and everybody's watching them.
Brad, no Leighton Vander Esch tonight with that neck injury. And how does that affect what the Cowboys do? I mean, they've got Sean Lee. Do you think it changes anything at all?
Depends on how well Sean plays. If he plays like he played last week. And like, remember way back in the ancient days, like 2 years ago, when if Sean Lee didn't play, it was a disaster. Mm. And now you're saying, well, you know, that's Sean Lee, but I mean, are they going to be? You know, I think he's perfectly capable of stepping in and being Sean Lee. Vander Esch has his coaches believe has had a pretty good second year, save the Green Bay game, which is probably the worst game he's ever played in his life. I think this is just me, based on all my years of coaching. I haven't seen the defense take hold of the opposition and put its stamp on the games like they did in the second half of last year, led by Vander Esch and Jalen Smith. They really changed the game. And I don't think those guys have had a chance to do that yet. I think the most important thing they have to do as a team in the second half of the year is, you know, get Quinn going, get Lawrence going, work Bennett in, and get Vander Esch and Smith being back to who they were, and establish their defensive identity. So Vander Esch is a really good player, and him not being able to play is not good news. You always want your better players playing. But having Sean Lee, and don't overlook Joe Thomas. He's a really good player, and no one ever talks about him because he happens to be the fourth linebacker on this team. He'd be the second linebacker on a lot of teams. He plays in the nickel. But having Sean Lee takes the sting of not having Vander Esch away a little bit.
Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, with us. Monday Night Football tonight, the Cowboys and Giants. Brad, it's interesting that the Cowboys have been winning division titles under Jason Garrett, and not every year, but they've been very successful. Can you explain the dominance against the division of why it's been so one-sided, whether it's Washington, the Giants, or Philadelphia?
Dominant success in the division?
Yes.
Yeah, no. The answer to your question is no. I cannot explain that. But I think that they obviously put a lot of emphasis on division games, and that would suggest that the people in New York and Philadelphia and Washington don't, and that would be wrong. Of course they do. I think the staff's done a pretty good job, and, you know, they may have been lucky in some spots. They've won four in a row against the Eagles, which they have not done since the 90s. And they've been able to match up pretty well against those teams. There's no scientific reason for it. I think it's somewhat serendipity. But they need to keep it going because they really can't afford to lose another one. They can't afford to lose one tonight.
Brad, will this kind of the true measure of this team, as you mentioned that, be the fact that not that they responded by beating the Eagles, but they responded to beating the Eagles by winning another game and another game after that and stringing together a win streak against, especially after this coming week, they've got some doozies coming up down the line.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Paul. And it's not going to, now I would say it's not going to get easier. And yet, I think that, you know, once upon a time, it looked like Chicago on the road in December would be a nightmare, and now it might just be cold. And, you know, I don't know what to expect from Detroit, except it's going to be like a trip to the dentist. But they're better than people thought, and their record doesn't reflect it. But they've got Minnesota, and, you know, they've got to go to Philadelphia still. And the easy, the so-called easy part of their schedule is over. And the most important thing for them, I think, is what you said. They've got to establish some consistency. They're going to have to put some wins together. They're in good shape right now with three losses. 4-3 is not what's important. It's important that they've got three losses. But you can't lose too many more and still be in good shape. And that's a mathematical reason why they need to stack some up. And then I think for confidence and momentum, they need to get results that say they are as good as what they think they are. And the only way you do that, especially once we get into November, you know what the college coaches say, November is the time when you prove yourself. And and I think it's true in the NFL too. And you've got to start stacking these things up so that you can position yourself well at the end.
Yeah, it's interesting. Teams that are like 4-4, 3-4, 5-3, whatever, you look up at about, well, you still have many games left, but all of a sudden here comes somebody from the ditch. Cowboys last year at 3-5. Brad, overall, your thoughts about Dallas, how much is it more mental decompression or is it more physical, just getting away from the contact of what a bye week could mean to a team at the midway point of the season?
You know, it's a little bit of both, but I think that when you have your bye where they've had theirs, then the human body needs that, because once you get past about a month, there's nobody healthy anymore, and these bodies can only take so much. And I think that the teams that get byes in week 3 and 4 get the short end of the straw. I think there are six teams with byes this week. And we are getting this coming weekend, and we're getting up to the time when the byes will start running out and it'll level off. But I think this is a good time for it. Physically, they absolutely had to have some people get some rest. But it's also, you know, I quote Yogi Berra all the time, 50% of this game is 90% mental. And you need a break at some point. And they needed one, and you can say you lose momentum when you get a big win and then go into your bye, but I think that can kind of put you in a good frame of mind to get some rest, get your body right, and come out. They've still got more than half a season. I think, Smokey, one of the most important things for me, as we sit here and talk right now, they have yet to play half a season. So they were 3-5 last year. We know how they finished. There's a lot of football to be played, but the bye came at the right time for them to get the second half going on a good note next week.
How much do you expect to see Michael Bennett into the defense tonight, especially since he's been there through the bye week?
You know, I think that they would like to see 20 to 25 plays out of him. I would expect him to rotate at both end and tackle. I think their ideal would be to have the Giants be in some second and third and longs, and be able to line up Quinn and Bennett and Malik Collins and Tank Lawrence. That'd be pretty good. And I think that he can sub in. Now, Dorrance Armstrong missed the last game, and he was starting to come on a little bit, so he can he will also do some work rotationally at both ends. But I think with Bennett, you can sub him for Quinn at end, and I definitely think you'll see him working inside in nickel situations. So let's say 20 to 25 plays and see how close they come to that.
Matt, Brad, as far as one more thing, as far as the Cowboys, what you've seen them do these last two or three years, the pickup of Cooper, the trade for Michael Bennett that was kind of subtle, and yet it never know how much that can help, but it should, among other things they've done, how much does Will McClay, Stephen Jones get credit, obviously Jerry, Jason, for some of these moves that they're all in on this? That doesn't mean they haven't always been. They've just sometimes they were just maybe the star gazing. But what they're doing and how they've picked up these players here and there, how sometimes you look back and go, man, they take a lot of heat for someone that's trying to do it right.
In Cowboy, my personal feeling about that, Smokey, is in Cowboys Nation, the answer is that Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett will never get credit for anything. And Will McClay and Stephen Jones will get credit for some stuff. And they were ready to give up another number one to try to get Jamal Adams. They were not willing to give up a one and two twos. And as good as Jamal Adams is, I think that was, that me personally, I think that was a wise choice. I think that was too steep a price to pay. But the point that you're making is that they are willing to do it, and they were willing to give up a one and some other stuff. And they just weren't willing to go that high. But they knew. Now, last year, they knew that they were in dire straits. They had an opportunity to get a guy they really like. I don't think they even anticipated the extent to which he would turn their season around. But they knew they had to do something. And in this case, with Bennett, you know, he may not be the kind of guy with a locker room or public resume that you would draw up. The guys I've talked to say he's been fine since he's been there. And I know that when I got on the airplane yesterday, he was sitting on there looking at tape on his iPad. And I he's a smart player, and I think that is the kind of move that you make. It's very low risk, and it's the kind of move that you make when you think that you have a chance to do something and you need to take a little bit of a risk. And I think they're going to have to reap some very big January and February even rewards before they get the credit that they ought to get, in my opinion, for being as all in as you are pointing out. And then a couple of them just aren't ever going to get any credit for anything.
All right, Paul, anything else?
Nope.
Brad, thank you for making room for us today. Good luck. Have a great broadcast. Thank
Always.
You, sir.
All right, boys. Talk to you later.
Brad Champ brought to you by Stonewood Dental.